Didn't go smoothly today.
The Metropolitan Washington Airport's authorities urging everyone to budget some extra time and to make sure you know what can and can't go into your bag. But for these Turkey Day travelers...
Absolutely. I'm a pro.
It's old hat. With cooperative weather and quick security lines, reviews have been positive so far.
It's been good. I mean, you know, for airports, it's been good.
It looks good and the line looks short. Hopefully it'll stay that way.
This man says he's done his time with the big, hectic Thanksgiving dinner, so this year, it's just him and the wife at their condo in Phoenix.
We're going to get some sunshine. Shine and some warmth.
At Reagan National Airport, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Democrats are asking a federal judge to block the State Board of Elections from certifying the election results in a Fredericksburg area House race. In that contest, election officials have said some voters were given the wrong ballots. Now, the Board of Elections was scheduled to meet today to certify those results, but has now postponed its meeting in light of the Democrats' lawsuit. Republicans, meanwhile, are threatening to file their own suit if the state continues to delay. And the fallout continues after a comment by the head of the Prince William County School Board calling the president an idiot.
The comment from Ryan Sawyers was on Twitter, where he said it in reference to standing for the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance. The Democrat is running for Congress, and among those upset over the tweet is fellow board member Allison Satterwhite.
I'll tell you, the people in Prince William County have definitely become inflamed over this. We don't have a problem. We have very clear policy and regulation that states what is allowed, and we follow the First Amendment.
Satterwhite tells the Larry O'Connor Show she's concerned Sawyer's comments may lead to disruptions in the classroom. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,591, the NASDAQ at 68,62. Sports, college basketball, George Mason loses, AU and Virginia Tech win, the Maryland women win again. NBA, the Wizards are in Charlotte tonight, hockey, the Caps host Ottawa. WMAL News Time 504, up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, now we're good. Beltway commuters, Maryland and Virginia, heading on to the southeast-southwest freeway. Crews have been dealing with the crash eastbound side of the freeway, so coming out of Virginia to get you past South Capitol Street. That was along the right side. I'm not seeing any backups for it, so you are coming up on it at speed, so be careful again freeway as you head around and toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. On the Rock Creek Parkway down to the Kennedy Center, watch for work crews there. 270, good each direction between Frederick and the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some areas of rain around. Most of the rainfall will be ending quickly, and we'll get into sunshine, especially later, with the mid-50s, maybe even falling into the 40s later. Clear tonight, colder 32. Thanksgiving Day, plenty of sunshine, 48, and dry on Friday, mid-50s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Herndon, 52 in Germantown, 53 in Washington. Dramatic video shows a North Korean soldier being shot as he flees to the south. See that video now at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Wednesday morning. Travel day for Thanksgiving. Nice to have you here. Cal Thomas coming up this morning at 6:35. Here on Mornings on the Mall at 7:45 this morning. Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, as the Redskins get set for that Thanksgiving bout against the New York Giants tomorrow night. And then at 8:05 this morning, Brent Shelton joins us. He's a Black Friday expert, and just in time, right? All those Black Friday strategies, how are you going to execute all of those maneuvers to secure the greatest deals of the year? He'll join us and give us all the tips. Vince Colonnais, here with Mary Walter.
All right, it is Turkey Day. A lot of people in the car right now on your way to the airport, maybe just getting a jump on traffic because it's going to be crazier the closer we get to tomorrow, to Thanksgiving. So, but how many of you right now, though, are dreading this? How many of you are sitting here thinking, ugh, because politics are going to rear their ugly head? No microphone again?
No, you're good.
I'm good? I just switch? Okay, hold on. So how many of you are going to, how many of you are worried about politics at the dinner table at Thanksgiving? 888-630-9625. How many of you are just dreading it, and how many of you are looking forward to it? And I'll tell you, last year, because we're smart. We go where we go for Thanksgiving. We go to our neighbors. It's all friendlies. All right? We're all friendlies. I know the audience. Everybody. So we went there to watch the election.
Uh-huh.
So we're all on the same page.
They had their chugging Trump wine.
I have to tell you, we were so loaded because we did not know. We did not know it was going to go till 3:30 in the morning, and we did not pace ourselves. So there was a champagne consumed. There was port consumed. There was beer. But anyway, we're all on the same page. Christmas is another story. We have a Christmas dinner where it's a political minefield. There's unfriendlies. There are minefields in the territory, and I've identified the minefields. I know where they are. So when somebody starts, I just go. I've actually had to say to somebody, I'm not having this conversation. I'm sorry, I'm not having this conversation. And last year they didn't have it. Last year after the election.
So you think they've learned their lesson?
Or they just
knew better? They're like, I'm going to stay away from Mary.
No. I think they knew that both my husband and I were going to be happy with glee. They were not as happy. And they're like, oh, yeah, we got family issues. So, we're not doing it this year. And I was like, oh, darn. And I was actually looking forward to it. But I was like, darn. So are you dreading it? 58% of people celebrating this holiday are dreading having to talk politics around the dinner table. 31% said, oh, yeah, I am so eager. That's Vince. Vince is like locked, loaded, ready to go. And 11%, they're not so sure. I'm not quite sure, but they're not so sure. So you can no longer mix politics and holidays.
Okay.
888-630-9625, the number again.
I'm willing to talk politics if somebody broaches it with me. Now, this is like one of those, like, if somebody else punches first, you finish the fight kind of thing. That's fine. I'm cool with talking politics. I've got a lot of family members I've got family members on both sides of the aisle, liberal. I've got family members who are wild Trump supporters. I have some family members who spend all their time on, like, Donald Trump's Reddit community, The Donald. I mean, it runs the gamut, right? So, and I'm happy to talk about it. I do think that there's something unique to D.C. residents or people who work in D.C. that have to deal with this when they go home for Thanksgiving somewhere else in the country. Because if you work or live around Washington, D.C., you go home somewhere else in the country, and sure enough, your job probably has some proximity to politics. People want to talk to you about politics because you're sort of in the thick of it, and they're, from whatever perspective they have from wherever else in the country, they're like, what is it like in Washington, D.C., as a general matter? Like, in dealing with politics, seeing so many people who are conversing about politics each day, whose business is politics, I feel like this is the kind of thing that it definitely comes up. It definitely comes up for me at dinner tables, weddings, Thanksgiving. It's front and center. It's the thing that just people want to talk about. And I get that. Are there a ton of arguments? No, there's not. I mean, for the most part, even among the most liberal members of my family, we all get along. You resist going to the place that you know is going to result in a turkey leg getting thrown across the table.
Right.
You don't want to be the person who drives your family member away early before the board games get whipped out or something. So you try and walk that line. I'd imagine, though, that there are some people, though, who revel in this, who can't wait for Thanksgiving because they know the exact relative that they're looking forward to talking to, that they're looking forward to relitigating that argument from last year, to opening that wound, to picking that scab, just being like, hey, you remember when you said this would happen last year, especially as it relates to Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah.
The polling, you mentioned the polling here. And this NPR poll actually is amazing because it has obviously a Trump question in it. It says, when you talk about politics with people who have a different opinion of Donald Trump than you do, would you say you generally find it A, interesting and informative, B, stressful and frustrating, C, don't talk politics with people who have a different opinion of Trump. Or D, unsure. 47% say they find it stressful and frustrating to talk Donald Trump with people that they disagree with about the president of the United States.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I have to be careful. All right, so there is a family member who's young, you know, 27 years old, something along those lines, ultra, ultra, ultra feminist, you know, totally indoctrinated, but super short on facts, but long on emotion and opinion, right? And has gotten in a fight with literally every single family member. Everybody, except her mother, who's also the same way. All right. But her mom's way, way more educated, far, far better with the facts. All right. She's got in a fight with everyone, her grandparents, everybody. So I think what happened last year, the last time we had a family event, we actually saw her and we're like, oh gosh, here we go, minefield. And it's so funny because it is like a game where you're like, okay, you scan the room and you're like, okay, minefield over there. She must have been put on lockdown because not a word about politics left her lips. Not a word.
Wow.
I guarantee she was read the riot.
Yeah, somebody told her.
Yeah, somebody told her, like, seriously? Because you're going to lose. You're in the minority in this one, number one. And number two, you know. But I'm that person that when you go places, people are like, they want to ask me questions about politics.
Yeah.
So this happens, you know, Thanksgiving and stuff. They'll, like, they'll take me to the side and go, so, what do you think about this tax plan? What does Larry Kudlow say?
What does Larry Kudlow say?
Yeah, I had somebody ask me that this weekend. So what does Larry Kudlow say? It's like, really? You want to know what Larry has to say? Maybe you should listen. And I just looked at them because I was with someone who's a Bernie Sanders supporter. So it was awkward and uncomfortable because this person's so pro-Trump and I'm with someone who's a Bernie Sanders supporter and he's like, oh, those people going on and on and on.
Right.
And I just said, you know, I talk politics 5 days a week. It's my job.
So you tap out.
Yeah, I do. I'm like, oh man, I understand. Yeah, thanks so much. Because I felt so badly for her because he's going on and on and on about liberals and everything else. And she's standing right there and he had no idea that she's a hardcore Bernie supporter.
Right. And just out of respect, you're like, you know what? I'm going to just give this argument some space. We'll get back to it another time.
I do it all the time anyway. I can't. I tap out every single time. So are you dreading it? Are you looking forward to it? Do you know your minefields the way I do? I can scan the room and go, nope, 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 nope. There's certain people I just stay away from.
Yeah.
888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. It is 515. WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Busy travel day. It's a huge day, but you know, we're going to start off nice and quiet. That's what we have right now. 270 each direction between Frederick and the Beltway, 95 between Springfield, Stafford, and heading farther south down toward Fredericksburg, nothing. But I do have an incident on the Southeast Southwest Freeway. So we're coming off to the 14th Street Bridge, eastbound side of the freeway right near South Capitol Street. Along the right side in the 3rd Street Tunnel, New York Avenue, crossing Anacostia Crossings, looking good. Don't forget Rock Creek Parkway, Kennedy Center. Work crews from overnight still there to about 6 o'clock. So you're getting by under the Flagman direction there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy and damp, areas of rain this morning, then becoming sunny by the afternoon. Windy. Winds could hit 25 miles an hour today. Temperatures steady in the low to mid 50s all day with a chance of rain at 80%. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 32. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 48. Currently in our nation's capital, 51 degrees at 516 on WMAL.
How do you take that 401k and make it last in retirement? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini, Sunday mornings at 8 here on WMAL.
It's a new poll out from NPR, PBS, Marist, shows that 58% of people celebrating Thanksgiving are dreading having to talk politics around the dinner table. 31% said, oh yeah, let me at them. And 11% say, yeah, I'm not so sure. Do you know your minefields the way I know my minefields? I think Vince knows his minefields as well when you go to those of it.
Yeah, and you've always got like the relative who really wants to fight. They yell out, oh, there's that guy who likes Trump. Go, how's that going for you? Oh, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like people who just yell out their opinions. Yeah, we got that. Whenever I go to family gatherings, I always like to bring something topical. So this year, I'm probably going to be accusing some people of sexual harassment.
You know,
just
that's good. Yeah.
Stay on topic, you know?
And then there was the year that Vince accused me of sexual harassment.
Oh, that was 2017. That was the year of sexual harassment. That's right.
888-630-9625. Andrew in Fairfax. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Happy early Thanksgiving.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I like to do, I like to talk about other things when I go to Thanksgiving, but I don't shy away from politics if somebody brings it up. My wife and I are completely outnumbered when we go to Thanksgiving because everybody around us are liberals. But as soon as somebody brings up politics, I hit them with the liberal's worst enemy, which is facts. And I fill them in on what the actual truth is other than what they're hearing on CNN or MSNBC.
How does that work for you? Because they tend to not like facts.
Well, they get really defensive, and then, you know, I just keep on pushing on them, and until everybody gets uncomfortable and changes the subject. So,
yeah, well, it really isn't a family holiday until somebody's crying, so that's probably a good strategy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like that. It's like, okay, well, let's talk about this. I've been paying attention to it, so I'll tell you exactly what I think it's about and what I know about it. And then it's like, okay, let's not talk about this anymore. Wait, what do you mean? I have like all these facts I want to bring to the game.
Yeah. Andrew, good luck. Best of luck. Keep fighting the good fight. And you're a better man than I am. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, I just can't. I just punch out. I get so tired of it. Don't you get tired of it?
I had this experience once. You know that guy, Cenk Uygur, who's the host of the Young Turks? So I was with him once, and we were having a conversation on a panel show on like an internet thing. And he was talking about how horrible Trump was, and I was saying, you know, well, look, you know, he connects well with the working class. This is why the working class likes him. And I was just sort of going through all the details. And he turns to me and he goes, if Trump just said the things the way you say them, I would probably support him.
Oh, it's the way he says it. That's why he can't support
him. And I was like, really? So it's the sound of his voice that's annoying you? Like, I just explained it. I just kind of laid it out in a way that I guess he liked better than the way Trump delivers it.
You know, what bothers me when I go to some of these family events, and not even, because we do a lot of stuff with friends instead of family for a lot of different reasons, one of them being Valium. And they always, you know, they see me, you know, oh, they got to get, there's always somebody who's, like you said, has to stick the needle, like just kind of like, so how's Trump, you know, do that thing.
Right.
And I will get briefed by people beforehand going, okay, don't talk politics. I just want you to know so-and-so's liberal, please don't bring it. I'm like, I'm not the one who brings it up. But
there are people who are worried about you, is what you're saying.
Right, but I always get slammed for it. I'm like, I'm not the one who brings it up. I don't want to discuss politics. That's my job. Unless they're going to pay me, I'm not going to talk politics. So I truly don't want to. Well, I just wanted to let you know, because they're pretty liberal, so you don't want to. I'm like, oh, okay.
You think people get warned about you before you arrive?
Like I hope they do.
Like, Mary's coming.
I hope so.
Like, when you pass her food, just do it quickly. Avert your gaze and just, like, run out of the room.
Absolutely. Never look directly at the queen. Thank you. Patrick, do not make eye contact with the queen. Patrick and Warrington, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Patrick.
Good morning. Just wanted to say that I was all gung-ho, ready for Thanksgiving, until my wife decided to put a leash on me.
What happened?
Why?
Because my brother-in-law is very close to socialists, and they have friends coming over that are even worse than he, and she's just worried that I was going to get beat up. I'm like, hon, I can take care of myself. I know I have the facts on my side. And she was just like, look, let's just try and keep it civil. I'm like, well, okay.
Well, Patrick, there's still time to be uncivil, so good luck with that. Also, if you want to give them a live demo of their politics, take some of the food off their plate while they're eating. Just, like, scoop mashed potatoes off of your brother's plate. Like, oh, socialist, eh? Like,
I'm sorry there are other people who don't have food who need yours. Sorry. That's a great idea. Patrick, call us back and let us know how this goes. I'm dying. Or, Vic, could you just, like, film some of it? Because that could be awesome. And just post it so we could watch it, because I would love to be a fly on the wall in that house. I love the idea of taking a tax, though. Patrick, thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving, Patrick. Good luck. Make Godspeed, Patrick. I can't imagine that there are a lot of houses like that. You know, are there a lot of mixed families?
Yeah. I mean, especially for the big families, you know, it's just, you know, sheer numbers. You're going to get a couple people who are
I guess.
Way outside the
lines. There's always a bad apple in the bunch somewhere. All right, 522 on WMAL.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It's Larry O'Connor. I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ, who's now a few weeks into his program with EMP 180 Weight Loss. Okay, you got an update for us, JJ?
I do. 12 pounds in the first 2 weeks.
Look at you.
Most importantly, my wife has commented about my clothes being looser, so I got that going for me.
That is most important. Yeah. That's great. So how's it been following the plan?
The plan's great. I started out with a head of steam, and then this week was kind of tough. But the great thing about this plan is it comes with people, and I was able to call my counselor at EMP, Tiffany. You know, she listened, and that's what I needed.
Yeah, they're really the best. And let's face it, if everyone could just lose weight on their own, then we all would lose weight
on
our
own.
We need these great coaches over at EMP.
Yeah, I definitely needed the help, and then they even followed up with me the next day. It was awesome.
Well, they are awesome, and they were awesome for me, and they're going to be awesome for you. Find out for yourself. Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Vince Colonnais here. If you believe there are no guarantees in life, well, you haven't met Frank Prindle. If it's time to buy or sell your home, take my advice and contact Frank today. For a guarantee you can trust, itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with Easy Pass.
I carpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, be careful. Some of us waking up here, a little bit of wet pavement, to watch where you head out and about. In from the west, 66, good, fantastic for those of you making your travel out this morning. Gainesville, not just through to the Beltway, Falls Church, Arlington, 95, 395 between Stafford and the 14th Street Bridge checks out fine. The freeway incident has come past South Capitol Street. Looks like they've cleared that right lane, so you're in good shape now. Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center. You get by the Flagman direction there to get past the work zone. Normally set up to about 6 o'clock. 270, nice quiet start between Frederick and the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures don't move much. Would not be surprised if they knock off a couple of degrees as we go through the day. So it is a mild morning, but a cooler afternoon. Some areas of rain around. Most of the rainfall will be ending quickly. And we'll get into sunshine, especially later, with the mid-50s. Maybe even falling into the 40s later. Clear tonight, colder 32. Suburbs colder. Thanksgiving Day, plenty of sunshine, 48, and dry on Friday, mid-50s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 53 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Okay, Donald Trump's awake. He just tweeted the following about LeVar Ball again. It wasn't the White House. It wasn't the State Department. It wasn't Father LeVar's so-called people on the ground in China that got his son out of a long-term prison sentence. It was me, he writes in all capital letters. Too bad. LeVar is just a poor man's version of Don King, but without the hair. Just think, he writes, dot, dot, dot. So we have more tweet coming up. Boy, is he using 280 characters effectively.
I told you he was going to.
So I want to move on to another story that we were planning on talking to you about, which is that Uber was concealed a cyber attack that exposed 57 million people and their data. It happened last year. They just let go of their chief security officer and one of his deputies for their roles in keeping the hack under wraps. Uber says that they successfully got the hackers to destroy the data, which included names, email addresses, and phone numbers of Uber riders, as well as 7 million drivers' information, including 600,000 U.S. drivers' license numbers. No social security numbers, credit card information, trip locations, or other data was taken, according to Uber. They got the hackers to destroy the data by paying a $100,000 ransom for them to delete the data.
How do they know they deleted the data?
I guess they got some assurances.
They promised? Pinky swore?
You
got
to be careful with that personal data. This is what we trade for convenience.
528 on WMAL.
You may have heard about dental implants. They're the modern way to replace teeth without traditional dentures. If you need to replace a tooth, talk to your dentist about implants. But if you need many teeth replaced, or even all your teeth replaced, then you need what we call full mouth restoration. That's when you should call me. Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. People come from all over the area to visit me and my expert team because we not only understand the pain and embarrassment of missing teeth, but because we have a reputation for excellence. We handle cases of all sizes, from single implants plans to full mouth restorations that are virtually indistinguishable from your natural teeth. No traveling to different doctors and offices. We make sure you never go even a day without a full set of teeth. Plus, with sedation dentistry, you can sleep comfortably through the whole visit. All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us.
If you need serious dental work, you'll need the serious, friendly team that can handle it. Call Cascades Dental of Sterling at 866-25-SLEEP or learn more at cascadesdental.com.
Hey, Vince Colonnais here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
Coming up, yeah, your daily harassment roundup. President Trump finally breaking his silence on Roy Moore, and we'll tell you what he had to say about that. And also, Jeremy Piven had been accused, and he's taken steps to clear his name. And we'll tell you how that went as well. It's 5:30. WMAL News is coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this morning from the Pacific, where a U.S. Navy plane has crashed off Japan while heading toward the USS Ronald Reagan. Japan's defense minister says 8 of the crew and passengers have been rescued.
There have been 4 collisions this year alone, 2 of them very deadly. In June and in August, the USS John McCain, the USS Fitzgerald, both U.S. Navy destroyers, collided with commercial shipping vessels, and at least 17 sailors were killed as a result of that.
Correspondent Ivan Watson. The Virginia State Board of Elections has postponed a meeting that was scheduled for today to certify the results of a House of Delegates race in Northern Virginia. This after Democrats filed a lawsuit to stop the board from certifying those results. The Republican leads in the race by a very thin margin. Hundreds of thousands will be getting away today on the roads and rails and in the air. Yesterday, the crowds were already forming, although travelers at Reagan National Airport seemed pleasantly surprised at how things were moving.
It's been good. It's been good. I mean, you know, for airports, it's been good.
I did the TSA pre-check, too. Highly recommend that.
Very good. Very good.
It looks good, and the line looks short. Hopefully, it'll stay that way.
Well, his fan club was bigger than the Beatles or Elvis Presley. Now, one-time teen idol David Cassidy has died.
It was a slingshot to stardom. David Cassidy was just 19 when he landed the role of eldest son Keith on The Partridge Family, and the rest became teen idol history.
You don't recognize me? I'm Keith Partridge.
And a string of Partridge Family hits. Cassidy was born on April 12, 1950 in New York. He announced last February he was suffering from dementia after forgetting the lyrics to a song and falling off the stage in California. His health continued to decline. He died of organ failure, surrounded by family and friends. David Cassidy was 67.
Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,591. The NASDAQ at 68,62. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. College basketball wins for AU, Virginia Tech, and the Maryland women. A loss for George Mason. NBA, the Wizards visit Charlotte tonight. The Caps are home to take on the Senators. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital and the GW Cancer Center. Developing new methods for cancer treatment and care. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com. Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're thinking about selling your home, here's a couple of reasons why you should call my friends and my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams today. It's a fact that Sarah and Debbie net their sellers $30,000 more on average. Plus, Sarah and Debbie sell their homes three times faster than the average agent. How do they do it? Well, Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. In fact, many of Sarah and Debbie's homes are sold even before they hit the list date. Don't just call any realtor and risk losing thousands of dollars. Sarah and Debbie get their home sellers top dollar and will even guarantee to buy your home at a price acceptable to you. Call the only ones you need to get your home sold fast and for top dollar and start packing. Call Sarah and Debbie now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. You heard me. Debbie has the buyers. Call today.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Germantown, just off of 270. The crash is on 118 Germantown Road, right as you come up toward Aircraft Drive. So do watch for response heading there. Around the Beltway, good. 270, no early troubles here in Maryland as we push down toward the Capitol Beltway. Virginia Beltway, have a crash on the Outer Loop as you leave Tyson's heading toward the Springfield area. Outer Loop right near 50, Arlington Boulevard, initially just off to the shoulder, so it's not causing any problems right now. Keep a watch on that for you. Virginia 95 northbound, Dale City toward Woodbridge. I'm starting to see some volume fill in through that stretch southbound. Early getaway day, no worries off the Beltway, down past Stafford and continuing down toward the Fredericksburg area. We're good into town across the 14th Street Bridge and Anacostia crossings. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're in the mid-50s for most part this morning.
morning and will probably stay there. Might fall a little bit this afternoon. Some spotty rain early then, becoming sunny. Tonight, clear 32, suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow. Thanksgiving Day looks nice. 48, Black Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Woodbridge, 51 in Hyattsville, 51 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you. Joining us, because it's Wednesday, it's 6:35, will be Cal Thomas. So we'll get to find out what he's doing for Thanksgiving, what's happening at the Thomas household. At 7:45 is Larry Michael. You know, there's a game tomorrow. And at 8:05, Brent Sheldon. Brent Sheldon, this is his day. He is a Black Friday expert, so this is his season. We're going to find out what are the best things to buy tomorrow on Black Friday, like what are the best deals you get, and what you should wait maybe a little bit later in the season to go for. I'm Mary Walton. And I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. I want to give you the latest on, a couple things. One of them is the President of the United States has finished his thought. Before we hit the news there, I told you there was a new tweet from the President regarding LeVar Ball. I'll read you the top and the bottom half of this one. It wasn't the White House, the President says. It wasn't the State Department. It wasn't LeVar's so-called people on the ground in China that got his son out of a long-term prison sentence. It was me. Too bad. LeVar is just a poor man's version of Don King, but without the hair. Just think, LeVar, you could have spent the next 5 to 10 years during Thanksgiving with your son in China, but no NBA contract to support you. But remember, LeVar, shoplifting is not a little thing. It's a really big deal, especially in China. Ungrateful fool. LeVar Ball, of course, the father of the younger Ball, who was imprisoned in China for shoplifting when he was there, and Trump got the kid out while he was visiting China.
Well, good for President Trump, because the crux of this story that no one is paying attention to is not the fighting between the two of them, but it's the fact that the father, LeVar Ball, sat there and said, there's worse things than shoplifting. No, you know what? Shoplifting is a crime. Somebody put money out for that, and they're going to have to, that shop owner has, that money comes out of their pocket now because your kid wants something for free. No, shoplifting is a crime. And as a parent, man, could you imagine if I ever got caught shoplifting, my parents literally would have strung me up. My parents would have been like, we got three.
Lost a hand.
We got three. We could lose one. That would have been it.
Another hand. We can machete this one off.
That's right. Tell me which one you don't want.
And also it's a clear sign that he gets cell phone reception at Mar-a-Lago. So this morning he's awake and tweeting. Before he left for Mar-a-Lago yesterday, he had a lot on his schedule. He was pardoning turkeys, things like that. But, you know, and so far the White House has sort of, you know, tried to walk the line on whether or not the President of the United States supports Roy Moore or wants to see him jump out of the race. So as he was heading for Marine One yesterday, he got the required questions about Roy Moore. And of course, and Trump, As is his tradition now, answers all of his questions in front of a screaming helicopter so that radio programs like ours can play them successfully. Thank you, Mr. President. Here's his answer on Roy Moore. Let's see if we can hear it.
Are you going to campaign for him?
Look at what is really going on. If you look at all the things that have happened over the last 48 hours, he totally denies that. He says it didn't happen.
He denies it. He totally denies it. He says it didn't happen. If you look at all the things that happened over the last 48 hours, the president says. So his position on this is like, look, Roy Moore, accused of all of these sexual misdeeds, has denied them entirely. That's all he said. And prior to that, by the way, what you didn't hear, he also said that that his opponent is a very liberal Democrat. A very liberal Democrat who's soft on crime, etc. And so the president kind of giving sort of a blanket statement that was like, well, look, what's the alternative? If you're not going to vote for Roy Moore, you're going to vote for the horrendous option here politically. This is being interpreted by the press broadly. This is his tacit endorsement of Roy Moore. This is he basically endorsed Roy Moore. I've seen like a half dozen versions of that headline in the last 24 hours. So Trump just like pulling the pin out of the grenade and rolling it before he leaves for his Thanksgiving vacation, and now giving the the most the clearest answers he's given so far on where he is on Roy Moore.
Well, I love the headlines on this. He's like, Donald Trump endorses Roy Moore. No, he didn't endorse Roy Moore. Donald Trump, the president, came out and said, we don't want a Democrat in the seat. We don't want a, right? We don't want a liberal. We don't want a Democrat in the seat. And he said he's denied the allegations. That's what the president said. I don't know if that's a ringing endorsement. He didn't come out and say, yeah, I'm voting for Roy Moore. I urge Alabamans to come out and vote for Roy Moore. He's not campaigning for Roy Moore yet, anyway. I don't know if he will. But he came out and said he's denied the allegations. He denies all of it. And we can't have a liberal Democrat in the seat. Look, that's what the president said.
If it was an endorsement, I mean, Trump is not shy about his positions. So if he wanted to endorse Roy Moore, he would endorse Roy Moore, even in the wake of all of this. But he didn't. So that, what does that tell you? Donald Trump also, the president of the United States, asked about Al Franken and John Conyers and the fact that they've been accused of varying degrees of sexual harassment. Here is how he answered in front of a helicopter.
Women are very special. I think it's a very special time because a lot of things are coming out, and I think that's good for our society, and I think it's very, very good for women. I don't know. Look, I don't want to speak for Al Franken. I don't know what happened. I just heard about Conyers 2 minutes ago.
I think that was David Martasco's voice, by the way, screaming those questions. We have more on this, especially on John Conyers, going to tell you what's going on in the U.S. Congress as it relates to him. Just a moment here. 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve has released details of the latest counterstrikes against ISIL in Syria and Iraq. Task Force officials define a strike as one or more kinetic events that occur in roughly the same geographic location to produce a single, sometimes cumulative effect. All results reported are based on initial assessments by ground and air. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
iCarpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with Easy Pass.
iCarpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
BMW of Sterling now gives you the power to buy and trade online. Click and buy online with free delivery. Go to BMWofSterling.com for full details and to experience BMW's Road Home Sales event. Your BMW is a click away with free delivery from BMW of Sterling.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a little bit of volume heading toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge out of Maryland in the through lanes, not the far right local lanes, but the center through lanes after we had the crash, trying to get that pushed over to the shoulder. But right before you get to the bridge span itself, out of Virginia heading to the Wilson Bridge, you're okay. For everyone, as you get up this morning, find some wet pavement, so keep that in mind. You want to keep the speeds down for sure. And we're up at speed, 66. No worries here out of Gainesville to the Beltway and through Falls Church. 95 Virginia, slowest stretch I'm checking out. It's just the volume increasing, Dale City to Woodbridge. If you're heading southbound to get out of town, Springfield down toward Stafford and Fredericksburg, no troubles and no delays there. 270, a little bit stop and go Urbana to Hyattstown. And in Germantown, 118, just west of 270 at Aircraft Drive. Watch for police to direct around the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
In good shape over the next few days. Just a couple of areas of rain this morning. Sunshine breaking out and dry weather as temperatures get knocked off a little bit from the low 60s yesterday. We're in the mid-50s for most part this morning, and we'll probably stay there. It might fall a little bit this afternoon. And I'm going to go with some spotty rain early then, becoming sunny. Tonight, clear 32. Suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow. Thanksgiving Day looks nice. 48, so a little chilly
Black Friday, mostly sunny highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 52 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
All right, we're talking about John Conyers. The House Ethics Committee has now launched a formal investigation into allegations that he, the senior Democratic lawmaker, sexually harassed female aides and used his office funds to settle a former staffer's claim that she was fired after rejecting his sexual advances. This is according to the Washington Post write-up. Ethics Chairwoman Susan Brooks, a Republican from Indiana, and ranking Democrat Ted Deutsch from Florida, announced the start of a probe into Conyers. He's 88. He's the longest-serving member of the House and top Democrat on the powerful Judiciary Committee. They're going to look into all of this. They're aware of the allegations, they say, against him that he engaged in sexual harassment of members of his staff and discriminated against certain staff on the basis of age, as well as used official resources for impermissible personal purposes. There's that. And meanwhile, BuzzFeed has reported a second allegation by a former Conyers aide who claimed in court filings this year that he sexually harassed her. So Conyers under fire at the ripe old age of 88.
Why aren't more people outraged at the fact that, according to the papers that we were talking about yesterday, so because there was a settlement of what was $23,000, something like that. I heard there was a settlement of some sort with him yesterday. We learned yesterday. I want to know who paid for that. Was that taxpayer money? We also learned, according to one of the depositions in that settlement, one of the testimonies in that settlement, was someone who was on his staff who said that, yeah, it was up to her to make the arrangements to fly, if necessary, fly any of the women in that he was having a relationship with, fly them in using congressional funds. She even said congressional funds. That's my money. That, to me, that's what I want. I don't care about the other stuff.
Yeah. Well,
I want to know how did he use that money, because as far as I'm concerned, that's theft. That's not what that money is for.
Maybe he couldn't afford it himself. He just needed like somebody else's help. He's a baller on a budget.
Well, he is a Democrat, so it is a socialist type of thing. Yeah.
So he's, by the way, weirdly enough, yesterday, he denied that he sexually harassed anyone initially yesterday to the Associated Press. And then later he reversed and said, well, there is a settlement. He denied that he had settled initially. And then he later in the day did acknowledge, oh, well, yeah, well, there is a settlement, but I'm not at fault. He just said that he had to settle it. My office resolved the allegations with an express denial of liability to save all involved from the rigors of protracted litigation. So he's just trying to get it out of the way.
Listen, there are some situations where you see there's been a settlement just because it's clearly cheaper to just say, all right, you know what, I'll pay you $20,000 as opposed to going through this entire thing for the next year. It's going to cost millions, whatever. Sometimes you see that. But sexual harassment, I don't know. But I just, again, I don't care about any of that. I want to know who foot the bill for all of this stuff. That's what I want to know.
There's a lot more in these harassment claims. We'll get back to some of them as we go along. Charlie Rose fired by CBS, PBS, and Bloomberg over his sexual misconduct allegations. We'll give you the latest on that as soon as we can. 5:50 now. It's time for El Rushbo.
The junior senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, sent shockwaves through the Democrat Party last week when she said that Bill Clinton should have quit over his sexual transgressions with Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office. Now, over the weekend, she told PMSNBC that things were different then. The tolerance that we had 25 years ago, what was allowed 25 years ago, will not be tolerated today, is not allowed today, she said. Ms. Gillibrand, we didn't tolerate it 25 years ago. You and your fellow Democrats and the drive-by media and the feminazis did. Now, back when Bill Clinton was playing with cigars and the intern, you liberals raised no objections as the women were trashed who told their stories about what Bill Clinton did to them. You all looked the other way as Hillary ran the Bimbo Eruptions Unit to discredit them and destroy them, and as the media dutifully carried the Clintons' water. Now, you Democrats made every excuse possible for Bill Clinton. You said that his sexual activity was a private matter, that it didn't affect his job. You all said lying about sex was okay because everybody does it. You went along with the smear job on independent counsel Ken Starr, turned him into a pervert. And today, you liberals still put partisanship first. Nothing about that has changed. It's a nice try, Ms. Gillibrand, but no cigar. Thankfully for you. The question is, would you like one?
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, you often hear me talk about the great deals you'll find at your Mahindra dealer, but they do more than sell tractors and utility vehicles. Mahindra is part of the community, and right now, your Mahindra dealer is ready to help you figure out if you qualify for year-end tax savings from the government. And you'll still enjoy Mahindra discounts, as well as the best limited powertrain warranties. So if you want to take home the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on the planet, or you just need advice on caring for the land that you love, stop by your Mahindra dealer. Say goodbye to the tax man and hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings continue with the lowest prices of the year through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know the holidays are going to be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old carpets looking new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Traffic marks, pesky stains, odors, allergens, and mold will all be removed with a Zero Res Clean. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Plus, this November, Zero Res is offering additional discounts to our veterans, military, and first responders. Minimum supply, call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And to the Wilson Bridge, we had, that's the important word, had a crash on the inner loop as you approach 295 in the bridge span. That was in the center through lanes, and that's just moved along. I just watched them clear from that right side. Still have the volume back almost near St. Barnabas Road, but nothing has blocked main and through lanes as you push toward the bridge span itself. On the Virginia Beltway, leaving 66, if you're heading on the outer loop down toward Springfield, had the minor crash near 50 Arlington Boulevard. Might still see a little bit of that onto the shoulder, some flashing lights. 270 coming south of Route 80, Urbana, slowest. It's just about the volume here in the Hyattstown area and then beyond, good to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain should quickly be going away, so if you don't have rain, you may not get any. A couple of areas around early this morning. They're becoming sunny as we go through the day, especially this afternoon. A northwest breeze and cooler, 54. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 52 degrees at 5:56. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by BMW of Sterling.
BMW of Sterling now gives you the power to buy and trade online. Click and buy online with free delivery. Go to BMWofSterling.com for full details and to experience BMW's Road Home Sales event. Your BMW is a click away with free delivery from BMW of Sterling.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused Flex Spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Thanksgiving is just days away. Are you worried everyone will notice your under eye bags and droopy eyelids that just keep getting worse? Introducing the brand new Genucel Eye Lift for tighter, brighter, younger looking eyes. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and here's what Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado says. I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. So Chamonix's best sale of the year just got better. Until Thanksgiving, order Genucel treatment for bags and puffiness and get the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift absolutely free. And for results in 12 hours, the Genucel Immediate Effects is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com. Plus, call in the next 20 minutes and you'll also get the Esotique RF Collagen Builder and the Deep Firming Serum absolutely free with the order. 800-525-2720. That's four bestsellers free with your order while supplies last. Hurry, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or Genucel.com.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3.125% with an APR of 3.282% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today at 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3.125% with an APR of 3.282%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on WMAL. Call them today at 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Vince, tell the good people what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, the president's still tweeting. And this next one's about an NFL policy that could change next year, and it involves the anthem. You're going to want to hear this.
And if you are a fan of the real Christmas tree, not that fake thing you take out of a box, but real Christmas trees, you may want to buy sooner than later this year, and we'll tell you why. It is 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. A U.S. Navy plane has crashed off Japan overnight.
The Japanese defense minister, and recall that this took place off the coast of the Japanese island of Okinawa, he has since told journalists that at least 8 people from the aircraft have been rescued. He also identified the aircraft as a C-2 transport plane.
Correspondent Ivan Watson, that plane crashed while heading toward the USS Ronald Reagan. If you couldn't get away yesterday, today is it.
Traffic's expected to be heavy as hundreds of thousands make the trek.
This is WMAL Steve Burns at Reagan National Airport. Fingers are crossed that the security line here doesn't get as backed up as the Beltway will be today. This man's headed down to Mississippi for Thanksgiving with his family.
If they'll have me. You never know this time of year, man.
And he says he purchased TSA PreCheck just in case the line was overflowing.
It's worth it. Trust me.
Suzanne here says she's seeing her son and his wife in the D.C. area, and she's glad she heeded warnings to budget extra time.
There was an accident, and I was delayed on the highway for like 45 minutes, so I'm going, oh my God, I'm going to miss my flight, but I made it.
At Reagan National Airport, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Virginia State Board of Elections has delayed a scheduled meeting today to certify the outcome of a tight House of Delegates race in Northern Virginia. This after Democrats filed a lawsuit to stop the certification process. And now Republicans are threatening their own lawsuit if the process continues to be delayed. It's a free, festive Thanksgiving meal with all the trimmings today for residents from all eight wards of D.C. Beth Goldberg is with Safeway.
The event is called the Safeway Feast of Sharing. We're in the 18th year now. The event is really a cherished Thanksgiving celebration for neighbors in D.C., some of whom are underserved, some of whom are looking for a place to go for Thanksgiving.
The Safeway Feast of Sharing begins at 9 this morning at the Walter Washington Convention Center. The FBI is now in on the investigation into a shooting by U.S. Park Police in Fairfax County last Friday. A man was critically wounded in the shooting, but authorities have released very few details about it. It happened after two